We put a log across there and chained it and got up on it and pulled the gas back. And instead of the wheels turning, he come back and fell on him. And Richard just come by. He was coming with a school bus and seen it happen. And he jumped out and dug it out. And I went by there and he wanted some ice water. Well, at that time, you don't suppose to give nobody ice water if they've been mad. But there and we amassed him. And the ambulance come while I was up at his house getting some ice water. But he'd have died anyhow. He did die anyhow. So I don't guess after all the water would hurt him.
Yeah.
But they picked him up while I was up at the house. Mm-hmm. And he died that night. His wife had been dead just 2 weeks. And he had told some people that he didn't care, he didn't have nothing else to live for. But he didn't care. He was pulling some limbs from Mr. Tiffin's, and he hooked onto a limb, and it just did go by him. And Mr. Tiffin's got after him. He said, "I ain't got nothing else to live for." He called his wife's name, he says, "She's gone," he says, "I want to go with her." And the very next week this happened. Now, he had 3 or 4 children, and one of them lives on up the highway. Miss she married. They live up there, across from that BP station back there in that blockhouse in front of the Sheriff's Cemetery, if you want to talk to her. But her daddy run that and run a soda fountain in Lake City. Mm-hmm. Milkshake place.
Has this area gotten much bigger since you were small?
More people. It got out and fewer people, but since they done that subdivision over there back of back of Hopeful Church, I'd say there are more people living out in this direction than ever has.
What subdivision is that?
I believe they call it Hopeful Circle. Mm-hmm. Have you been back in there?
No.
You come up here at Daddy's and take a left and go down and take a right. You can take a left and then the first right road and go back through there. See, they built another road between this country club road. This is a country club road. You get on at Daddy's and go up to the corner and turn left and go up. Well, that road's been there, but it's been a dirt road. Mm-hmm. But then they put a road between the Providence and Watertown Road, is what I call it. Now, what number it is, I don't know. I go with about once a week. They put a road through the back of the church that goes out up there at Emory Peacock's on the road that runs from the Red Barn across to Lulu. Mm-hmm. And they put a road from right over here right through. And people's went in and bought that land up. In fact, it's an old Alfred estate. Mama's daddy's brother. Lenville Licks bought it and he cut it up in lots and sold it. About acre lots. And there are a lot of people living over there. And it's not but a mile across there to it.
Mm-hmm. This isn't government housing, then, you're talking
about? No, this is people's boat business. Mm-hmm. Not government houses.
I see. And once you moved from Lake City, you lived right up there?
I lived right up there, and I lived on my uncle's place 1 year on that road down from the Red Barn.
Mm-hmm.